Putnam, hello?
Putnam, hello.
Hi, Putnam. Is this Gurubhavi?
It is. How
Hi,
are you?
Dear. Hi. Good, how are you?
Oh, very good, thank you.
I'm glad. Who else is here?
Argo Ben.
Hi, Argo Ben. And who else?
Dion.
Sadanakar.
I heard Sadanam and...
Sadanakar.
Sadanan?
Sadna.
Oh, Sadnakar. Hi, dear.
Yes. Hi.
And who else?
Kehakar.
Hi, Kehar.
Hi.
Oh, good. You can help us sing. And who else?
Ame and Guruatma.
Guruatma?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. And who just came on?
Rahmane and Tomas.
Hi, Rahmane and Tomas. Welcome. And who else?
Saramsi.
Who?
Saramsi.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Saramsi.
Paramsi. Welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, welcome, everybody. I think we don't have everybody's name, but we have everybody's spirit here, which is what counts. So God bless you all, and welcome. And we are just now going to tune in with Om Namo Gurudev Namo, which is an extraordinary way to tune in for guidance and protection. So please sit straight. Long deep breath. And relax. Relax at your third eye point. Relax at your third eye point and project. And inhale to begin. Oh. And on the exhale, feel as though the breath is going out of your heart center, heart breath. Good. And now send this beautiful heart breath to everyone who's on our call and everyone who ever listens. Essential healing breath. And now, please send this very beautiful healing breath to everyone you know who needs it, and everyone you don't know who can use it. It says, just feel it clarifying, promoting, enlivening, nourishing everyone and everything. Hard breath. And inhale. And exhale. And welcome. He says, welcome, dear ones. He says, we're going to have a heck of a time this morning. He says, are you ready? He says, yes. Are you ready? You got on your racing boots? He says, okay, let's go.
Okay.
He says, howdy, partner. He says, we've been here so long together. We are so happy together. We have so much to do together. He says, and we've also done so much together, haven't we? He says, no, I'd just like you, first of all, to count your blessings. He says, at least use five fingers. He wants you to count five blessings right now. One, two, three, four, five. He says, and now you have many, many more. He says, but we're going to concentrate on those five, the first five that came to mind. He says, aren't you lucky? Aren't you lucky beyond exaltation, he says. You are so lucky to have these five blessings and so many more. He says he wants you to put your faith and trust in the goodness of the universe. He says so often people get into the, I can't have, I want, I know. He says, you know Eeyore? He says, are you familiar with that character named Eeyore? Well, he says, poor Eeyore does not know that he's a saint. He forgets it. He says, do not be an Eeyore. He says, give loving kindness to Eeyore. But, he says, it's very important that you always are concentrating on your blessings. Now, the part that you find to be difficulties, he says it's important that you move them over. It's like turning them belly up. Do you understand? The difficulties that you feel that you have in your life, he says, I'm not putting down the fact that they are great challenges or that there is a great determination to be made. He says, but here is what you must do. It's like finding a turtle that's lying on its back, and now we're going to turn it over. Okay? A turtle lying on its back is helpless, right? He says, now we're going to turn this Eeyore over. And he says, now, dear ones, this is the time to get out your game board. He says, your game board takes each one of the difficulties, turns it over, and finds a blessing. He says, you can actually do that. He says, of course, with my help if you need it. He says, but I will help you find the way out. He says, first of all, you may find that you are learning certain tricks of the trade and finding your way out. He says, you may find that you are incorporating many of those blessings, those first five blessings, in order to do this and in order to understand who you are. He says, and now this is the most sophisticated way you could ever, ever approach your life. He says, your life is such a gift. You cannot imagine what a gift it is. He says, you take those difficulties and you go through them very methodically. Very methodically. And you find what precious understandings you can gain from each one of these difficulties. He said, you may need to stay in it a little while until you get the hang of it. He says, this is not a crazy thing to suddenly jump out. He says, no, we're not just jumping out. We are using this. We are using this mechanism. We are using this very incredible opportunity of what appears to be a poopy, he says, and we are turning it over to become the greatest blessing. He says, you know that your soul loves you. You know that your soul has a totally open heart. He says, you know that your soul is present and aware and wants, not only wants, but absolutely gives the best to you. He says, so how can you, he says, so you're wondering, okay, so how can I, who am totally sick, how can I regard that as a blessing? How can I possibly regard that as a blessing? He says, you have to, he says, you have to understand, first of all, to presume that it's a blessing. Then, he says, to take account of how many lifetimes you've had. He says, ha-ha, this is my trick question, because none of you really can grasp how many past lifetimes you've had. But he says, just look at it as thousands and thousands, okay? Thousands and thousands. He says, and he says, you have no real idea of how to tally what has happened so far, but you just feel it in your bones. You feel it in your knowledge. And you understand that in this lifetime, you have chosen the path of knowledge. You have chosen the way. He calls it the way. You have chosen this opening of who you are and what you are. And you, your soul, has put these challenges in front of you. He says, you may think they're cow pies. He says, but no, they are sweet and delicious apple pies if you turn them over. He says, this is very important. You must turn them over like a pancake. He says, get them done on the other side. And that's the way you complete. He says, that's the way you complete your karma so that you can understand the truth of who you are, despite the handicaps, the difficulties, the things that face you. So first of all, you're doing the karmic completion. He says, I'm not going to call it paying off karma. He says, because your very wise soul has picked out the whole process. I am calling it moving the evolutionary wheel that is caused by karma. He says, it's very amazing and most precious thing. Okay, he says, when you do that, then, you can take out your microscope and begin to see all of the awarenesses that you gain. You can begin to learn how your life is changing. To gain the deepest knowledge, the deepest love, he says, turn it for the deepest love, and to find the depth of emotion, the depth of connection, the loosening up of old patterns, and create the most beautiful rose. He says all that stuff was just, he calls it manure fertilizer. He says all that stuff is manure fertilizer that gives you the most precious lotus, the most precious being of who you are. He says, don't forget it. He says, that is the secret of life's game. And if you forget that, well then, well, he doesn't have much to say about that, except, do you like being on your back like a turtle and not being able to turn over? Do you like it? He says, there are coyotes out there. He says, turn yourself over quick, he says. Okay, so now, he says, now is the time for a heartwarming session. Oh, my goodness. Okay, he says, now you have counted the first of your five blessings. Oh, my God. Oh, he's turning this into a workshop. I hope you have a pencil and paper there. Okay. Now, he's asking you to write down the five turtle on the back that you have facing you right now, the five most prominent. Okay, number one, write it down. Number two, write it down. Number three, write it down. He says he realizes that not everybody has five, but a lot of people have that many. Okay, number four, write it down. And number five, write it down. He says, now, he just wants you to just sort of sit back and relax and sort of compare the five turtle on your back to the five blessings. Just get an idea of what the difference is. Excuse me, there's a lot of background noise, so could you all please press star 6 to mute yourselves, and then later on we're going to do star 6 again to unmute. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. So now he says, take a deep look at number 1, turtle on your back. Cody is approaching. He says, now, just take a look at this. And he says, now, listen to me. I'm going to speak to each one of you. He says, I can do this. He says, believe me, I can do this. So each one of you, tune in to me to see what the key is to turn the turtle right side up. What is that key? And write it down. Okay, now he says to do the same thing with number 2. Look at number 2. What is the... And now, he says, now listen to me. He says, listen to me. He says, this is not ego infatuation on my part. This is giving you truth. He says, so, he says, just listen to me. What is your key for turning over? Turning over to turn this into a blessing. Good. He says, now you've got the process. He says, this is the game board. He says, understand that every one of these that you ever come up with is an adventure. It is an adventure. He says, each one, and it's totally an adventure because each one is worth your entire life. Do you understand? It is worth your entire life, and it is worth your infinity. You have your whole life invested in this. This is called the game of life. The game of life. And see how these turtle on your backs are balanced by the sweet blessings. Okay? Okay, now he's asking for volunteers to let us know of one turtle on your back and what was the key to turn it over. Okay, now, in order to do this, in order to respond, please press star 6. And he says, you can remain anonymous. She's not going to ask you your name this time. Okay. So, may we have a volunteer?
Hargo Bend.
Oh, brave Hargo Bend. Okay.
Well, my first turtle was business. And yeah. What came to me was Yogi Bhajan, patience pays.
Oh, my gosh. And how did that feel to you? Did it warm? He says, did it warm all the cockles of your heart when he said that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was quite that good, but it was okay. It was all right. I'm all right with it.
Oh, good. He says, you understand how that applies?
Yes, I do.
Good. He says, now, would you like to volunteer the second?
No, that's the only one.
Okay. He says, thank you, loved one.
Okay.
Who else would like to volunteer? He says someone would like to volunteer. Oh, good. We're going to take both of you. But just one now. Who is this?
Sadhana Kaur.
Sadhana, yes.
Well, as I was making my first list, it turned into my second list.
Oh, my goodness.
It started already. But the difficulty number five was distribution. That was what I got.
What does that mean, distribution?
Like how to deliver the goods.
Okay, are you talking about physical goods, mental goods?
Whoever I am in the world.
Oh, okay. So how to deliver who you are in the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the key?
The key was a tree.
A tree? What does that mean? Huh?
It's a tree that I'm looking at that is really solid and growing, and it has those flickering leaves, and it breathes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the key was exchange.
Exchange.
I like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that means that's how you deliver in the world, you exchange? Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. Lovely. And is there another one you would like to share?
No, that was good. That was the highlight.
Okay, good. Thank you, dear.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, who was the other one?
I had started to volunteer.
Yes.
The first one I had was having anger at past hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I got shake, which makes perfect sense because I've been shaking a lot, like, in meditation, I'm just kind of working through, and my body's shaking, so I think I just have to let it shake through.
Ah. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yes.
And that is one of the manifestations of healing, is you do, there are many manifestations, but that is one of them, that your body shakes as it processes.
Yeah.
Good. Now, let me ask you, would it also help to shake, shake, shake on purpose? You listen. Listen.
I think so. Yeah, it would.
Okay, because you know there are those kriyas that involve, there's a fish fry kriya, you know that one?
Yeah.
Before you hop up and down. How about dancing? Really hot.
That's actually what popped ahead more when you first said that, like a shaking dancing thing. So that sounds like a good thing.
Good. Thank you, dear. Anybody
You're
else?
Welcome.
Who else is going to be on? Yes.
This is Guru Ravi.
Hi, dear.
Hi. And the only thing that popped in my head was my car.
Your car?
Which is at the shop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to continue sending it heart breath, and Half Ant Yogi G and myself been keeping it going with heart breath all this time, which is true. I send heart breath every morning when I get out there before I try to start it. So
I love that.
He let me know that as long as I want to keep that car, he will keep it going with heart breath.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, man, you're really working at the source of creation, aren't you? Truly. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes. This challenge is very mundane. I have a dog that runs around the neighborhood, and it causes me great stress. And the key for me was to learn patience.
Ah, another patience phase.
Yeah, she's a puppy. And so
uh-huh. Will she be protected? Ask. Just ask.
Okay. Yeah, she will be.
How wonderful. Will a little heart breath help?
Of course.
Okay, great. Thank you. So now he says, now you got it. He says, call it a gimmick if you want. He says, but this is a game of life. He says he understands that some of you, a lot of you, have very deeper trials and tribulations. He says, but there is always a space to, he says, even when you feel as though you are going down, he says there's a space in you that can always arise. Remember that. As you feel you are going down, there is always a space that feels as though it can arise. He says, this is the real meaning of ascension. He says, many people nowadays are corrupting that very sacred term of ascension. He says, but what real ascension is ascension of the spirit. He says, moving into a place where you can arise no matter what. Ascension doesn't mean being greater or bigger or more holier than any other person. It doesn't mean the prospect of moving out of a life into liberation. He says, you let us take care of that. He says, in your most humble, hearty, workable, even calls it placid, meaning peaceful self, you allow the difficulty to descend, you allow it to be, and then you find the place that has the ability to arise. And he says, and you stay with that. He says, like a hot air balloon. He says, you know, in a hot air balloon, he says, they arise. They put them out in the early morning, and they fill up the hot air balloon with hot air, and then they arise in the early morning, he calls it thermals. He says, allow yourself to arise. He says, you call on us. He's calling themselves the triumvirate. That is Baba Siddhichand, Guru Ram Dass, and Yogi Bhajan. He says, we are the triumvirate. And, of course, please include your own soul. He says, he calls her Matasayap, which is, he's calling it Mother Planet, Mother Earth, Adi Shakti. He says, we're all here. He says, we have one job, to help you arise. He says, so please step out of feeling alone. Step out of feeling unloved. Step out of feeling hurt and lost. He says, you're always, always on that ascension. He says, just realize it. He says, we are always filling your hot air balloon so that you may rise. He says, every one of you, every one of us is totally loved with kindness, with joy, with happiness. And we are always perceived as the one, the countenance that is real, the countenance that is holy. Okay, he says, now, thank you all so much for participating. And remember, this is a lifetime game board that he set up for us, okay? He says you can even put it on a game board. You can even make a game board out of this. He says, and see all the magic that will happen. See the magic, he says, because every one of these apparent setbacks has the equality for elevation, and that's where the juice is. That's where the joy is. He says, then you merge it again with your gifts. Okay, so he says, now, does anybody have any questions or comments? Questions or comments?
Jian?
Yes.
My recollection is that Sri Singh Sahib used to say that the word guru means moving through the darkness to the light.
Yes, I'm not hearing you very well, Lakhmani. Are you near the telephone?
The word guru.
Uh-huh.
The word could be broken down into moving through the darkness to the light.
And oh!
Mirror of what we're saying.
Exactly. That is ascension.
Yeah.
Wonderful. God bless you, dear. That's very good.
And yeah. Then Baba Sirichan, Beyond Ananda says that Guru is
if you spell it G-U-R-U.
G-U-R-U. I have to tell everybody who Swami Jayananda is. He is a most fabulous comedian of the New Age. He is wonderful, and you can actually find a link to his site on my website. If you go to, I think it is Useful Links, you'll find him down near the end of the page. And he puts out a joke a day. He's great. Okay, so Bhagavad Gita Chan says, tell your one joke. Okay, I got this from Swami Vyandananda, okay? What did the Zen monk say to the hot dog vendor? You know what it is? Make me one with everything. From Swami Vyandananda. Thank you very much, Ramani. It's a good reminder. Any other questions or comments?
This is Hadi Munder.
Yes, hi dear.
Hey, I'm visiting today, this afternoon, a friend who has that disease that works up and then eventually cuts off your breathing and you die. It was made famous by someone, I can't remember.
Lou Gehrig's disease?
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's. And is there any message or something that will really connect with him?
Okay, let me listen. He says, this is a very precious soul who feels his life force being cut off. He says, but this is a very special time for this person in that they begin to understand how precious every breath is and what a devotion it is to every breath. So please make every breath very, understand that every breath is very sacred. And even count, he's almost showing me like count every breath, not by numbers, but by feeling the quantity, and the quality of sacredness of each breath. Understanding that when the breath is spent, that he is in my arms. He is in my arms before, but when the breath is spent, he is totally in my arms. Okay?
Okay.
Bless you, dear. And he says, bless you very much for your kind and very deeply founded work. Thank you so much. Okay, time for one more. One more question or comment. Okay, so Baba Sudhachandra is saying, please tell all your friends and relatives, come visit us on these telephone calls. He says, we have so much fun, why not pass it around? He says, it's a very fun thing to do, and I love embracing each and every one of you. So please come and let's play together. He says, I am so much with you. You can't imagine how I envelop you. He says, all it takes is your releasing the anger, the determination, the separation, and just, he says, fall back into me. Fall back into my body. Fall back into my consciousness. And then together we breathe and we stand tall. He says, whether you can literally stand or not, fall back into me, and we stand tall in our consciousness. Okay, so God bless everybody. He says, have fun with your game. Use it. Okay? Okay, so God bless you all, and we will talk again next week. He says, love you. Sat Nam.
Thank you. Sat Nam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.